Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos today. We are in Masechta Tamid, and we are up to the fifth parak, Mishnayos Daled. And hey, the Mishnah tells us, Mishazacha Biktoris Hayanoto L'Sakaf. In the next step, the person who was able to do the avoda with the Ketoris, who was able to bring the Ketoris, that Kohen, would take the spoon. What is a kaf? V'hakaf domer l'tarkov gadol shel zahav. It was this huge shovel. Masik shloshas kabim, it held three kav. Babazach hayav socho, there was a small bazach, a small spoon inside of it. Mali begadush ketores, and it would be filled with ketores. V'kisu hayalo, and it had a cover on top of the bazach. Ukimin mitultelis, haya alav, and there was a certain oven mitt, like a cover, made out of a nice piece of cloth. On top of the lid, on the top, milmalan, and misha zacha b'machta, noto machta sa kesef. Somebody was allowed to go ahead and use the machta to put it on the ketores in order to be able to create the incense. He would take that pan. That pan was made out of silver. He would go up to the outside mizbeach, and he would push some of the gecholim, some of the coals aside, and then he would take a gezunta one, and yarad, he would come down to Iran, and he would put the gecholim, the toch shel zahav, into the gold machta. Why didn't they use the situation of the gold one when they used to break the coal? The answer is because gold gets used up faster. It would get ruined. Ispazimenu kikav gecholim, and he would he would spread it around, and then he would sweep them la'ama, and then he would sweep them over to the area where the water would come through, right? On Shabbos, when we didn't want to go ahead and extinguish the flame by kicking the gehalim off the mizbeach, he would cover them over. And what's a psachter? A psachter haya haisakli gadol machzekes letech. It was a big kli that held about 90 kab. Ushtei sharsheros hayuba, and it had two chains on it. Achashu moshech ba viyored, v'achashu oches ba milmalon. The one you could pull on to go down. One that you would pull on to hold it up on top. So that it shouldn't fall down the ramp or off the mizbeach, and everything would get spilled out. And the psachter would serve three purposes. The first thing was what we're learning over here, that you'd cover it over, you'd use it to cover over the coals on the mizbeach on Shabbos, or if you found a creepy crawly thing running around the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, you would cover it. Or like we learned earlier, it would be used for the Trumas HaDeshen process. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning when we finish the fifth parak and start the sixth. Have a wonderful, terrific day.